give you an example, and I didn't realize this until I was living the life there. One morning, I was drawing coffee out of the big urn in the mess hall when I had a book in my back pocket of my heavy jacket, and I felt the book leaving. And I turned around angrily, but then saw it was the Major of Intelligence, Major or Lieutenant Colonel, I forget what he was, Donald Clapper. He was holding the book in his hand, and he said, you read many of these, Lieutenant? It was a Random House Modern Library book. You're familiar with that whole set of modern library books containing all the classics? I said, yes, sir, I'm trying to read my way through the whole set of them. I said, I hope someday to be a writer, and I figure there's no better way than to get some real background by reading the classics. And he said, well, as he handed the book to me, well, you have great taste in books, Lieutenant, he said. I publish those. Well, when I got to my seat with my coffee and my tray, I sat down and I flipped open the book. I said, sure, he does. flipped it open, and there on the inside page, it said, published by Random House, Modern Library, Bennett Cerf, Donald Klopfer, Robert Krauss. He really owned Random House with Bennett Cerf. And he had said to me, as he turned and walked away, maybe someday I'll publish one of your books. And I didn't think about this until a couple of months ago, but The Twelfth Angel, the last book, is published by Fawcett. Fawcett is owned by Random House. Of course, Mr. Klopfer is not around anymore. Too bad. I would have enjoyed sending him a little note. So very brilliant people did the briefing. And actually, briefing is the wrong word to describe all the instruction that we received in the morning. In specific detail, we were told the route to follow to get to the target, what to do, what to avoid. We also were instructed as to what the weather was going to be when we took off, what the weather was going to be along the way, what the weather would be at the target, how much cloud cover we had at the target, the wind velocity at the target, and what kind of opposition we could expect from the ground, the anti-aircraft on the ground, and from fighter planes coming out of the clouds at us. In short, by the time we lifted off, in the dark of the morning, we had been thoroughly prepared to reach our goal. And I'm really certain that that explained how come most of us survived. Well, in a way, all of us are on a mission right now, aren't we? A lifetime mission, where our target is success, financial security, happiness, peace of mind, love, self-esteem. And those goals, they're pretty much the same for all of us, no matter what our age may be, no matter what our current status may be. Am I correct? We all have the same goals. Unfortunately, and unlike the combat crews, no one ever briefed us on this long mission called life. No one ever told us what to do, what to expect, how to act, how to deal with the best way to get to the target, and what to avoid. May I be your briefing officer? After more than a quarter of a century of talking about success and writing about success, will you let me try to give you some specifics tonight on what to do and what not to do in order to reach your goals? Will you let me brief you on what you need to do starting right now, starting tomorrow morning if you want, to get to your target? No matter how off course you think you might have wandered in your life. First of all, you are not lost. You are not even off course very much. No matter how far you think you are from your destination, no matter how long you've been traveling,